Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
John Hansen has our Block Club Chicago report today. We call it Extremely Local News. It's sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Good morning, John. Let's talk first about young people in Bronzeville and community leaders Friday and why they took to the streets.
Yeah, let's talk about Friday night. Good morning, Bob. It was an important march down King Drive Friday evening. It's the We Walk for Her March, and it's been going on for a few years now. And it's pretty incredible, the statistics, incredibly terrible. The statistics of black women and girls between the ages of 10 and 20, they make up about 30% of Chicago's missing person cases, despite only being 2% of the city's population. So it was a Friday night march led by the alderperson. The mayor was there as well. The community really coming together to continue to raise awareness about this incredible issue that is just been facing the communities on the southwest sides of the city. Jamie Nesbitt-Golden, our reporter, has been following this for a long time and done a lot of stories about this. But the more visibility about this story, the police superintendent was there too, as cities try across the country try and grapple with this epidemic of missing black women and girls. The city trying to rally together in many ways, and the communities just trying to raise awareness about this, Bob, and man, hopefully we can get better results out of these cases.
Yeah, hopefully. The FBI numbers are alarming nationwide, not just here.
For sure.
Well, this is interesting. A new, I guess you'd call this a museum and part oddity shop on the north side. Tell us about this.
Yeah, I think that would be what it is. It's called Covet Oddities and Macabre Gallery. It's at 3057 West Diversey. Opened up on Friday. Yeah, part oddities, museum, occult. It boasts a grand collection of death-themed collectibles and artifacts, photographs, crystal books, apparel, and everything. This is a pair of a couple that basically packed up shop from where they lived before across the country, moved here to Chicago. They've always had this dream. They came from Austin, and they brought their whole collection with them to Logan Square. Their shop's center table has candles, preserved animal specimens, and more. What more could you want with a death room they have as well? It was originally an office space, so boy, this has gone under quite a glow up, or a 6 feet under glow down. I don't know how you refer to it, but you look at the pictures at blockclubchicago.org. If this is your thing, and true crime and fascination with death and the occult certainly has a following. I'm looking at one of the pictures just with a stuffed dead crow right on the table. Why not?
Nice.
Next to a skeleton and a skull. If this is your thing, and I'm sure there's an audience for it, 3057 West Diversey Avenue, Bob.
People will be there, no doubt. And finally, we have today's Malort story. It seems like every week there's something new about this drink.
Well, yeah, right? And what better way to finish this Monday morning report than with a shot of Malort that is decades old. It's an interesting story. A guy down in Tennessee posted to Reddit because he had an old bottle of Malort. He didn't know how old, so he posted it to the internet sleuths. And the bottle with liquor still in it was roughly maybe 50, 60, 70 years old. No one knows for sure, but it got the attention of CH Distillery, which makes Jepson's Malort, the Malort that we all know here in Chicago. And they were so fascinated by the bottle and trying to figure out how old it was, and they couldn't even figure it out, that they paid for the guy in Tennessee and his wife to make the 8-hour drive from their home down there up to the factory here in Chicago at 1629 South Clinton. They gave him a tour of the facility, a donation of a charity to his choice, which he picked, the St. Jude's Children Research Hospital. He gave gifts. They got gifts, several bottles of Malort in exchange for the old bottle. What's funny is the guy actually did pop open. I don't know if I would ever do that with a bottle of liquor I didn't know was sealed and was supposed to be drank 70 years after it was made, like Malort. He tried it. He thought it didn't have much flavor, and that's when the distillery knew that probably the bottle was a little bit skunked, because anyone that's tried Malort has never said, that didn't have enough punch. So he tried a real shot of Malort at the distillery and liked it, and he said it was a really great trip to Chicago. He loved it, and I think that's such a Chicago thing to do, right? You got an old bottle of Malort? Come on up here. We'll get you drunk and pay for your trip on up here.
Yeah, I don't think, even if it's aged, that I'm interested.
Have you ever taken a shot, Bob?
No, I haven't. No.
Hold on. Social media team at WGN. Haley, start going to get a bottle.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting video.
I'll do it with you, Bob. John Williams with the whole crew on. Come on, Landecker, everybody.
Yeah, I'd be upright for about a minute and then on the floor. You know, Landecker, it would withstand it, believe me.
Yeah.
It's John Hansen, and there's more at blockclubchicago.org. Have a good one. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Bob.